perfume is the message. Money makes a dance. Love is the product. The joke is in. The joke is in. The joke is in your face.
I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show. All right, we are here with the Are You Serious Show Weekend Edition, and you are probably accustomed to us playing a clip from one of our earlier shows and then talking about it, but we got tired of that, and we're going to just basically be taking on an issue. And we are fortunate to have not just Jeff Deal and Diana Brown, but Will Franken with us, and he's having issues. Having issues.
Yeah,
and you had one particular.
I'd like to put a bill before Congress that would allow us to shoot Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Oh yeah, I think it was Pat Robertson suggested. Yeah. No, Falwell suggested that.
Us here right now.
Oh, somebody.
We could slide into Iran.
Yeah,
the four of us could slide into Iran.
I'd like to see if we. I mean, I want to. Get back to sort of a vertical mindset where people are able to say better and worse and not feel guilty about it. Like some things are better than others. And so
and you find perhaps in this area, in the Bay Area, because yeah. I think like probably most people listening in yeah. other parts of the country would find that even if they're kind of like Are You Serious Show listening yeah. hipsters would say, you know, no problem with criticizing the lunatic prime minister of Iran, but
yeah.
I guess you've bumped into that.
I've read some things on the internet. It seems like there's a lot of people who are saying that he's kind of a well-read man and he doesn't mean us any harm. And it's I don't know. I want to get back to the days where like we weren't the most evilest. Satanic people on the face of the earth. I mean,
now is the idea basically that it's okay to criticize third world people?
Absolutely.
Who are stupid?
Well, see, yeah, because the thing is, I mean, we always hear this about oil. Like, it's if we weren't given oil to people like this, they'd take. If we weren't given the money to these countries, they wouldn't have these despots ruling. But somebody in that equation doesn't get blamed, and that's the people who receive the money and don't give it to their own people, but use it to build up tyrannies and weapons. And
yeah, well, he's actually elected, although they have sort of a half-assed electoral system there, and I don't think he was He was elected by a majority, was
he? He's not popular among the people in Iran.
Even during the election, he wasn't that
popular. But then neither is our leader, so...
Yeah.
And the young people there hate him and hate the whole system of the Ayatollahs and all of that. They want Western culture and rock and roll.
And I would. I guess I would love to see the youth here kind of, you know, throw their weight behind like that cause.
Because, I mean, I think if they knew people from there and understood them, they would. Because I got email from people from Iran who are like, you know.
Help.
Right. Who are very interesting and hip and all that.
They're like, I've got $3 million in a bank account and I'd like you to...
if you'll just give me X amount.
Well, I've read like... I got done reading this book by a woman named Ayan Hirsiali. She's a... Somalian woman who escaped all sorts of stuff, genital mutilation and arranged marriages, and she ended up going to the Netherlands, and she was an outspoken critic of treatment of women under Islam and stuff, and she ended up getting deported because she was deported from the Netherlands even though she was in political office because her neighbors were complaining about death threats, and they were worried for their safety, so they shipped her out, and she's in America now. But I'd like to see more people kind of listen to voices like that.
It's a huge problem right there in the Netherlands.
It's scary, and they were
and that the guy Van Gogh who was
Theo Van Gogh was killed. And for she was in his film submission, and So she kind of knows about this stuff. And I like to see the youth kind of throw their weight behind causes like that, and like the students in Iran who are upset and not fans of Ahmadinejad. And, because I think there really is some real tyranny going on in the world that we're not allowing ourselves to see because, you know, as much as we may dislike Bush or whatever, we really don't live in a police state.
Cause
I didn't go to church this morning, and I could probably masturbate in the streets here and not get a ticket. So,
San Francisco, perhaps.
Maybe, you know.
Sounds good.
And if you can't, God damn it, it's a police state.
Exactly.
If Will Franken can't jack off in the streets.
Well, I understand that Berkeley University, there's a forum going on right now to create a summit, which will then come up with an amendment allowing there to be masturbation stations just for Will.
Masturbation stations, yeah.
That's right.
It's like a Sesame Street.
It's right. Better that it rhymes.
Yeah. I my pet peeve is Hugo Chavez and the people who kiss up to Hugo Chavez. And I mean, if you listen to KPFA, for those of you who aren't in the neighborhood, our local Pacifica station never has heard a discouraging word about the... And I have a friend who lives in Venezuela, and he hates it. You know, the guy, he's got a bunch of thugs around him.
Yeah. I wish you'd hear more from these voices. It seems weird because these people really are pig-headed despots. Because I was in New York when Mahmoud visited the UN, and then I think Hugo Chavez, he either came on the same day or a few days later. But there were 30,000 of us in the streets to protest Mahmoud being there at the UN. And it was so beautiful to look around and see, like, there were 30,000 people in the streets of New York City. Some Orthodox Jews, some Orthodox Christians, some atheists, some blacks. It was you talk about multicultural. We were all there, and we were telling him to go home. We don't like you. And we did the same thing when Hugo Chavez showed up, because even he does. People have to be able to see the politics of what people do. And when Hugo Chavez comes up and says America is a stinking pig, evil capitalist enemy, I'm going to give some oil to the poor black people.
Right.
That he's not doing this necessarily because he loves poor black people, but that he's trying to gain a political advantage and capitalize on anti-Americanism.
Not just in Venezuela, but in the entire region.
In the
region.
Whole world, yeah.
Right.
I mean, shaking hands with Mahmoud the madman, it's pretty scary. And I think a lot of that, the rage and stuff that people are directing against Bush, I'd love to see it kind of parsed out a little bit more equally towards people who do deny the Holocaust and who do want to see the Jews eliminated and hold Holocaust denial conferences with David Duke, by the way. And,
all right.
You know,
old buddy David Duke. It's not very well known, actually. There was a piece in Salon about this a few years ago, but actually the neo-Nazis and the white power people were really the only people in America who supported Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
And actually said that flying of the planes in that building was a good thing. It's a lot of right-wingers who say, like, the left-wing people support it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's not true. Left-wing people have, you know, maybe some weird attitudes about it and stuff like that. But nobody actually... that I know of actually says, yeah, this is
was good. Yeah.
This is good, but actually, I mean, the neo-Nazi and you know,
right?
Because it's what they call it Jew York, right? It's
right. You know. This seems like the Jews are still my friend. I had a friend who sent me an email. He sent me he'd seen one show and he liked the show, and then he sent me an email. He very long email that said, yeah, man, you really stuck it to the tyranny. And then he sent me an email that says, are you ever going to do anything about the anti-Semitism out here? You know, like take it on satirically. I had no idea. I'm not Jewish. And I said, I just assume there isn't any anti-Semitism. What are you, crazy? Look at this XXX. And, you know, I really started to look at it. I said, yeah, there kind of is in the sense that... I think there's an implication that the Jews have done okay, or the stereotypes about Jews, or that they, you know, they have a lot of money. What do they care? It doesn't hurt them.
All right.
Which is why, for example, Kramer's thing was really bad, but mm-hmm. Mahmoud up there saying Zionist regime and denying Holocaust is it's bad, but it's not that bad. It's kind of, you know, it's a pretty scary thing because he sent one letter to Bush. And I remember reading the comments on the website that you go to, and you read did you get to read his 18-page letter?
I just remember hearing about it, but I didn't take the time
He sounded like somebody who had gone to Berkeley and read every bumper sticker and composed his letter based on that.
Because
call yourself a Christian, but can you really be a Christian if you support, you know?
Right.
And so the comments were like, this guy's pretty level-headed, even though there were about 3 pages devoted to the lying, scheming Jews that, you know, the Zionist pigs. And I don't know. I want to get back to that mentality where there are bad guys in the world, real legitimate bad guys.
It's just tough because I think that the United States has acted like just as much of a bad guy and only from a position of complete power.
But at the end of the day, who would you rather have? I mean, I got to say it, as much as, you know, I may dislike Bush or whatever, at the end of the day, we don't live in a theocracy. My wife doesn't have to wear a burqa. You know, it's not an Islamic state of America. I can choose to believe or not to believe. I can draw what cartoons I want. At the end of the day, it's good. And I got to say, I'd hate to see it go. I mean, I'm the kind of person, when I see a World War II movie, I get weepy. Right. For a couple of reasons, because A, that attitude kind of existed, and that pride did kind of exist, and B, that I don't think we can ever return to that again.
Yeah, but I mean, there is a distinction between our domestic policies and then our foreign policies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think pretty much since I've been alive, most of our foreign interventions have been wrong, basically.
It's been hard because it was based on communism. It was based on the dislike of communism.
Yeah, it was based on the domino theory, which didn't turn out to be true. And also, I mean, we did tend to support the elites in these countries, which gave the opportunity to basically people who believed in Stalinist communism to become the good guys in those countries.
Right. True. It's hard to talk about things like good and evil anymore, though. People think they think you're a Christian or you're a bigot, but I think there are, you know, they always talk about shades of gray, but I think there are some places that are just much more grayer than others, or more darker.
There's definitely a certain kind of worship of violence that tends to come out of, I guess, out of Middle Eastern cultures. But again, I'm not sure that I don't know if I can say that like that's inherent in that culture, or if it's just a matter of like,
well,
when you're economically desperate, you tend to be more open to
right. But the problem I have is that I think we the fashionable tendency is to take the blame for that on ourselves. But if I'm giving X amount of dollars to the leader of a foreign country and they're not giving it to their own people,
tendency, you know? like I mean, you can read specific pieces and so forth that basically say, you know, if people in Africa are behaving in a way that's really just horrific, this is all just a result of colonialism. As if people, you know, from a particular part of the world couldn't behave like awful human beings if Europeans have really it's just humanity.
It is.
You know, this happens everywhere at different times, and the people have this capacity to.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and the thing with, I mean, as a white person, see, we don't really have anything to fall back on. Like, I can't say 400 years of oppression. I can't talk about slavery, or I can't even talk about the Holocaust, not being a Jew.
Right.
But what we have is this individual thing where I can go, my dad used to beat me. You know, I'm chemically imbalanced. So, I mean, there is something.
I had a smaller record player than all the other kids in my suburban neighborhood.
And the thing is, I mean, it's like it's like any other appetite. I mean, if you feed that mentality enough, you know, versus, you know, if I were to go around and say, it was pretty hard for me because I never had a good childhood. If you have enough people around you going, yeah, it was pretty hard for him. He didn't have a good childhood.
Reinforcing
it's going to reinforce. Then the next thing you know, you got a whole country that didn't have a good childhood.
Right.
And then you start to get the Hugo Chavez's and the Ahmadinejads and Ahmadinejad. That's the guy's name.
Is that how you say it? I can never.
I just say there are some countries. I watch Nightline sometimes, you know, and I do that to make myself really mad because I don't know whether this is the only channel we get because of the antenna, but they've really got an agenda. They did this program on ABC. It was what was it, like the top 10 signs of the end of the world. It was one of those big, when we come back, number 10.
Get people riled up.
Yeah, I think I saw a little bit of
did
that.
Did you see it? It was global warming. It was...
some of it was really esoteric kind of.
Yeah, like, there was an asteroid.
Invert or something.
Yeah, and then they got to nuclear power, nuclear missiles, and I thought, oh, okay, it was like number 3 on the list. I go, okay, good. Now they're going to talk about Iran. So they got to number 3 on the list, and they devoted a total of 15 seconds to Iran. They said, some people are worried that this guy's going to get a nuclear bomb, but other experts say the real problem is the United States and Russia haven't de-escalated or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they devoted like 10 whole minutes to the United States and Russia. But, I mean, at the end of the day, who do you want to have nuclear... Who would you rather have nuclear weapons? I'd rather the United States and Russia, who are secular states, not have nuclear weapons versus people who see suicide bombings or an individual who sees a suicide bombing as a holy act. That would be somebody I would not want to possess nuclear capacity.
That could end up being... Although, I mean, I suppose if... Christian apocalyptic types,
get a hold of a bomb.
But that's the thing, though,
because that's one of the misconceptions about George Bush. Because if George Bush, 3 days after 9/11, says Islam is a religion of peace, he's not that much of a fanatic. Because a fanatic would deny that. A fanatic would start to talk about the evils of the religion. And
well, he's also a politician.
Exactly. And what makes me mad about Bush? See, I get mad at him too, but I get mad because he plays a lot of PC stuff. He'll throw a lot of PC stuff in there, like. Extra sensitivities towards certain, and I was like, "Well, what are you doing?" You know, and he'll play the sensitivity card a lot. If you really pay attention to what he's doing,
he sent out happy holiday cards for Christmas.
Didn't he say Kwanzaa too? Bush did.
I don't know. I didn't hear that. But
he
I know
did. He wished everybody happy Kwanzaa. And I'm like, but they call you the right wing fanatical Jesus man. I mean, what are you doing with the Kwanzaa thing?
Well, everybody in politics has to
say Kwanzaa now.
Has to. Oh, yeah.
I think so. Kwanzaa. There's a mandate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So weird. You open up the.
Yeah. It's been a long tradition. The Kwanzaa. 40 years.
It was the guy who started it. I think.
Did you read about that?
Has some. I don't remember the details.
Militant.
But
it was like a Black Panther.
He wound up in jail, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Some people say it's an FBI created holiday.
They were fighting with it. His group was fighting with it.
Yeah, what was the name of the group? It was the United Slaves or something like that. It was like something slave,
remember.
Like a Black Panther offshoot.
I can't remember the details of that.
But see, I got a Kwanzaa card from somebody too. We had this, when I taught in Harlem, there's this cool African guy. I think Africans are really, really cool. Like, if you ever meet this guy, was Oyafuse. What a cool name.
All right.
And he was just, he took no bullshit, you know. And that was a cool accent. And he gave us all Kwanzaa cards. And, you know, when you read the Kwanzaa cards, wow.
Right.
I mean, how could I refuse anything from Mr. Oyafuse? He was the union guy, too, you know. He's like, and I see why they chose him to be the union rep, because he was the one that the first day of school, he calls everybody, you do not have to join the union, but if you do not, your life will be hard. So at the end of the day, Mr. Oyafuse, I'd like to join the teachers union. You sold it to me, man. You know, if it
had been voice could sell anything.
Exactly. I did not join the union. My life was very bad. Now I am joining the union. I have benefits. Yeah, I like to join the union. Mr. Oyafuse, what a cool name. What a cool name. That wasn't even connected to anything, was it?
No, we've managed to root all the way.
Snake all the way around, didn't
we? Snake all the way around. So I think in conclusion, I'm going to, get us all tickets to Iran. There's
we'll
a lot of cool people in Iran.
Yeah,
we'll slip in and we'll take care of this.
Take care of the intel and the weapons.
That'll work.
Yeah,
right.
No problem.
Love is the only weapon. Shit!
Are you serious?